Hi, you're listening to Screen of the Crime.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Maggie, and this is a podcast where we talk about true crime.
And what would happen if your favorite TV and movie characters committed those crimes.
And this episode is happening remotely.
Yes, it is.
So we haven't been together. Well, we haven't recorded together in like 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
So how's life? How are you dealing with the current situation?
You know, it's not bad. I really, like, some of my classes have just been very messed up because of it. And like, I can't do them. But otherwise, you know, just being stuck here. I cut all my hair off like everyone else has been doing. Yeah.
Tess now looks like a fuckboy.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, today I like put on real clothes just because I like got out of the shower and just put on a t-shirt and stuff. I'm like, I just look like a like teenage boy if I don't like have like real clothes on. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to switch it up today. But it is nice having super short hair. But it is, yeah, I've been made fun of by many people.
Well, so. Good thing you're only made fun of by the people who live with you and who you send pictures to. So you can control who makes fun of you.
This is true, I suppose, yeah.
It's sunny out today. Happy April 1st. It's April Fool's Day.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. We won't be playing any jokes on you, but we should have, but we didn't.
So. Yeah, the joke is just the fact that we'll see how this recording goes. And then that's the joke, is that it's remote now.
Yeah, we have
switched it up.
No idea what we're. We spent like the past half hour trying to figure out how to set up board. So that was fun.
So we'll see how it goes. Apologies in advance if this doesn't sound great, but listen, everything's all been switched up, and like obviously it's not like we live super far from each other, but like if you're out and about, you shouldn't be. Like, stay home, everyone, please.
Life has been really crazy. I've been home a lot. I've been watching a lot of television.
Yeah, me as well.
Yeah. We are trying to get my roommate to watch more movies because she doesn't enjoy movies. But I like really shitty movies, and I also like horror movies, but my roommates don't like horror movies or shitty movies. So it's just me choosing really bad movies to watch and then them hating it. And then being like, if you want me to watch more movies, why don't you choose good movies? But it's because I hate good movies.
I was baking some bread. What else was I doing? We watched a true crime documentary about, like, it's called Don't Fuck With Cats.
Oh, yes. My father recommended that to me.
Yeah, it was whack.
But I do know how it ends because the TMG podcast spoke about it. My roommates and me myself have been baking. So, like, every 2 days, someone will bake something different. Except no one likes it when I bake because no one ate my rum cake. But we've had carrot cake cupcakes, which were delicious. I think they were pumpkin chocolate chip muffins. And then yesterday were cake batter cookies.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of cooking happening in my household. Yeah, we also have fancy Sundays now. In which we put on dresses, or in Maddie's case, a cardigan, and we eat dinner together. Ouch. That's it. That's what we do.
I've like made some homemade pasta, which was really good. And then Yeah, we usually just, we have like, we're all like working on stuff until like five. Unless sometimes I have like class at five, but then we just like watch shows and stuff, and that's pretty much it. If it's nice out, we'll go outside. We have like a big yard, like field in the back of our apartment, so we were playing some frisbee, and it was hella fun.
Ooh, I've been walking. There's a community behind my apartment building, so I've been walking down there. But then I get really bored, so I jumped the fence last time, and I walked around the other community. But then it got dark, so I had to walk up on the road. But, you know, we're out there trying to get active. I played tennis, but it's been raining for the past, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, to our listeners, you're probably struggling too, but also we've both been laid off of our jobs. So if you want to help us out with this podcast, feel free to donate money to us or become a Patreon, because that would be fun and lovely.
Yes, that's yes, indeed.
That's my statement. That's my begging for money. I started watching a movie called 68 Kills because I'm currently watching Criminal Minds. I'm on season 3 of 15. It's going really slow because my roommates don't, well, one of my roommates doesn't like it too much, so I don't want to bother her too much with Criminal Minds. But my goal at the end of quarantine is to finish all 15 seasons of Criminal Minds. And like most people who watch Criminal Minds, I love Spencer Reed. So I've been going through Matthew Gray Gubler's filmography, and I've already watched Suburban Gothic, which, by the way, very weird, but I did find it fun and interesting, so that's a recommendation. But I'm currently in the middle of 68 Kills, which has him in it, and the girl from 13 Reasons Why. I don't know her name. She's the cheerleader.
I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. And I thought it was going to be like a shoot 'em up movie. But it turned out, well, it is a shoot 'em up movie, but it turned out to be a lot weirder. And I'm not going to spoil the plot twist that happens almost immediately to anyone, but it's on Netflix, so I would recommend watching it. And with that, I shall get into the case. Okay. Unless you want to say something. All right. So the case is Corpsewood Manor. And I got most of this information from All That's Interesting article. So picture this, 1977-ish. Dr. Charles Scudder came from a wealthy family and worked as a professor of pharmacology at Chicago's Loyola University. A good job by his own definition. Described by those who knew him as brilliant, polished, and soft-spoken, but confident. Scudder eventually grew fed up with city life, and in 1976 left the luxury of his Chicago mansion in pursuit of a simpler life. As he put it, Scudder longed for an escape from taxes, light bills, gas bills, water bills, heating bills, and the helpless feeling that resulted from watching my old neighborhood disintegrate into an urban ghetto. So that's a quote.
Where was where was he again in Chicago?
I don't know. Just Chicago. He worked at Chicago's Loyola University, if you know where that is.
Okay. I do. I do. Half the people from my high school went there.
So the 50-year-old man chose an isolated spot in the North Georgia woods to begin his new life. After leaving behind most of his worldly possessions, he decamped for the South with his lover, Joe Odom, constructing a new residence by hand in the depths of the forest. As Scudder said, quote, within 2 short years, we were living in an elegant mini castle. They called it Corpsewood Manor, namely for the hauntingly bare autumn trees that dotted the area. That's right. He's gay. Could we? Wow. All right.
No.
To complete their country manor, the two added a 3-story chicken house. The first floor was for the poultry and food storage. The second for canned goods and the couple's pornography collection. And the third for their pink room, also known as their pleasure chamber.
This is so funny.
But Scudder's homosexuality was far from the only secret he'd been keeping, for he was also an official member of the Church of Satan.
Wow, this guy is so sick.
As it turns out, there was much more to the soft-spoken, secretly Satanist doctor that met the eye. Even at Loyola, is that how you pronounce it?
Loyola.
Loyola. Scudder's work was not that of the typical academic. For one, he performed government-funded experiments with mind-altering drugs like LSD. Meanwhile, he did things like dye his hair purple and keep a pet monkey. When he left Loyola for Corpsewood Manor, he took a few souvenirs with him, including two human skulls and about 12,000 doses of LSD.
Oh, this guy knows what's up.
Sure does. Now, souvenirs in hand, Scudder was free to express his Satanism within the confines of Corpsewood Manor. This forest sanctuary was guarded by two mastiffs, mm-hmm. Beelzebub mm-hmm. and Arsenath, one named for a demon and the other an H.P. Lovecraft character. Local legend added that the pair also summoned a real demon to assist the dogs in guarding the house. He's got dogs. Sorry. Fittingly, Scudder and Odom also decorated Corpsewood Manor with various gothic paraphernalia, including the skulls that Scudder had swiped and a pink gargoyle he had brought from his old mansion. That's cute. That's really gay of them. Scudder himself thought of Corpsewood Manor as more like a mausoleum, a tomb requiring care, cleaning, and endless costly repairs. Scudder also fashioned a stained glass window adorned with a prophet known as Baphomet, an important figure in the Church of Satan. And while Scudder took his Satanism seriously, it's important to understand what exactly the religion meant to him. Scudder, like other members of the Church of Satan, didn't worship Satan. It was instead an atheist who chose to celebrate the base worldly pleasures that he and other church members felt were denied by humans by the Abrahamic religions. And celebrate such pleasures they did. Scudder and Odom like to invite guests over for wild sex parties centered on the pink room. Indeed, painted entirely pink, this pleasure chamber was filled with mattresses, candles, whips, chains, pornography, and even a logbook listing guests' sexual predilections. But while these acts were reportedly consensual, the pink room parties are the reason that on the night of December 12th, 1982, Corpsewood Manor turned into a bloody murder scene.
Whoa. This guy is
so the murder.
Absolutely.
He's insane. Dude, he's so lovely. With Scudder and Odom encouraging all their Corpsewood Manor guests to indulge their every whim in a haze of sex and drugs, things were bound to eventually implode. But things ultimately came to a far bloodier end than anyone would likely have imagined. Among the locals that Scudder and Odom invited into their home for parties and sexual adventures of one kind or another were 17-year-old Kenneth Avery Brock and his roommate, 30-year-old Samuel Tony West. Information is scarce and reports vary, but at least according to Amy Petula's The Corpsewood Manor Murders in North Georgia, that's her book, Brock had several homosexual encounters with Scudder at Corpsewood. Eventually, Brock brought West there for more of the same, or at least the free booze and drugs. However, West not only strongly objected to any kind of homosexual activity, but also convinced Brock that he'd been taken advantage of by Scudder. Nevertheless, Brock and West decided to return to Corpsewood and rob the two men in their isolated forest home. Brock and West, with two teenage boys named Joey Wells and Teresa Huggins, two teenagers, they weren't boys, along for the ride, and headed to Corpsewood Manor on December 12, 1982, with guns in tow. However, things didn't start off violently. Initially, the four guests acted as if they were just there to hang out and accepted Scudder's offer of homemade wine, as well as a potent huffing mixture of varnish, paint thinner, and other chemicals.
This whole man's life is just my 10-year plan, honestly.
At some point during his drug and alcohol-fueled haze, Brock got down to business, retrieving a rifle from the car and promptly shooting Odom and the two dogs. Tragedy. Then Brock and Wes shot Scudder the bloodbath and did all they could to force him to give up whatever money he had. What Brock and Wes hadn't realized is that there were no riches at the house of any kind. When they did eventually accept this fact, they shot Scudder 5 times in the head, took what little valuables were lying around, and fled the scene. They fled all the way to Mississippi, where they killed a man named Kirby Phelps as part of a robbery gone wrong on December 15th. Afterwards, perhaps feeling remorseful, Brock returned to Georgia and turned himself into the police on December 20th. Wes did the same in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on December 25th. Eventually, Wes was found guilty of 2 counts of murder and sentenced to death, while Brock pleaded guilty and received 3 consecutive life terms. With that came the end of the strange and bloody story of the Corpsewood Manor murders. Despite having been very well liked in the community by those who knew them, the horrendous mythos continues to this day. Many locals still refer to the area as Devil Worshipper's Mountain and claim that taking a brick from the property will lead to being cursed for life. A narrow gravel drive, unmarked after all these years, leads to this site of forgotten history in the woods. Following a turn marked by a large stone with a cross and bearing the initials CW in spray paint, pilgrims to the site pass through the forest via trail before arriving at the ruined remains of the couple's mansion. Though a fire destroyed much of the manor's non-brick elements in the mid-1980s, much still remains intact apart from the main house. The homestead's original outhouse, well room, and gazebo still rise in the middle of the North Georgia mountains, suggesting the squandered potential not of devil worshippers, but two people who simply received no peace in death. That's it.
Okay, so okay, I'm thinking so, for this man's in the woods, I was thinking of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Specifically, not the original series of the comic, but the it's a Netflix show, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah, obviously. But specifically, I was just thinking of, so basic rundown of how Chilling Adventures work is you have Sabrina is in high school and she lives with her 2 aunts, Hilda and Zelda. And then it's all about like her joining like the Church of Night, and like they're like actual Satan worshippers, like in like a very like cartoony movie sense. It's not the same as what it actually is in real life. But the way that they like kind of go about things, I feel like, is very similar. Specifically, Zelda, who is this just bad bitch, like, you know, super cool, very kind of fancy lady. And I could just totally see her. And then in the show, there's Sabrina's teacher gets possessed by, what's her name? Lilith.
Lilith, yes.
Yeah. Lilith, who is in like some weird like subtext or like interpretations of the Bible, is like Adam's first wife, who then like turns and becomes like Lucifer's wife or whatever. But I could totally see Zelda and Lilith just being that crazy gay couple in the woods.
All right.
This is exactly like the type of shit that happens in that show. It's
fan fiction.
It's
about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Maybe it is.
It totally is, because that text is not there at all in the move the show itself.
Well, no, it's not. No. But I mean, for the sake, because Zelda and Hilda are sisters, and I don't want to make it like that. You know,
well, you should. I would have chosen other people, but it's fine.
I don't know who else I would have chosen.
Maybe like, well, it doesn't have to be gay people.
I know, but so in the show, there's let me pull up the little IMDb to get all the names of everyone. Because Sabrina goes to this like dark arts kind of, you know, school when she's old enough. And
Hogwarts for Satanists.
Exactly. But her, like the headmaster there. Oh my God, what is his name? Oh, Faustus Blackwood.
Yes.
Him and Zelda like hate each. Well, they have this like weird thing, but I feel like he's just a bad guy. I don't want to engulf him in this. They do, but they then do. They split up because.
No, I know. Yeah.
He's like a bad guy.
Yeah. But in the end of the second season, I haven't watched the third season yet, but at the end of the second season, Zelda and Lilith, like, start the Church of Lilith, which, like, splits off from the Church of Night, which is the part they are in. But anyways.
Because Lilith becomes the new runner of hell.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Yep. And so I'm thinking, in terms of, like, the whole hate crime that happens, it takes place in, I believe, like Pennsylvania or like somewhere around there.
It does.
It's definitely like somewhere where they have like, I think it's Pennsylvania or like somewhere like West Virginia, because they have like the coal mines, and then also it just like it seems like that's where it is.
Isn't it? It's near Riverdale, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Where's Riverdale, Connecticut? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking my best bet's like Pennsylvania or something. But anyways, there's a lot of people in the town who are like, there were like witch hunters within kind of the lore of Sabrina, and they kind of start to like go after them. So I think that whole little like, you know, interaction there, because Harvey, who's Sabrina's like first boyfriend, his dad and like his family was like witch hunters in the past, and I could totally see them like kind of infiltrating, because like you have Harvey who's like dating Sabrina for a while, so he knows all of these things about her, and when he finds out that she's a witch, he like kind of freaks out about it. It's like, oh, I don't want magic.
Because they're lesbians and or gay men, they kill them because they're witches.
Yes. I mean, yes. It could be. Yes.
It looks like Teen Wolf, but not at all.
Yeah. I mean, people have been killing witches. Salem witch trials.
Exactly. Straight facts, Tess. You did your history.
I had to read like a multiple books about that in high school, I think. Yeah.
No. Pretend you did your research for this episode right now.
in a conservative town already, and then they're also gay witches, like they're
they're gonna get hate crime.
But that's what I'm thinking. But Zelda in the show is just she's like my favorite. I love her. She just does not, she's just this bad bitch who just does not care, and it's great. But I'm definitely thinking it's like
something about Zelda. She's like way too into Satan, you know. Like at the beginning, she's just like way too into Satan.
Yeah, the beginning of the show, she's very much like she's too into the whole coven. But then, like once she kind of breaks and becomes independent and is able to, like, you know,
no, she definitely gets better.
Yeah,
but it's just like at the beginning. She has like those sex dreams, not really, but she has those dreams of like Satan, but he's just like hot and not like the ugly goat that he actually is. Remember? But he's got like the feet.
Oh,
and
she's
like,
yeah.
Oh, hot. Yeah.
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 It's a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That show, the second season, I haven't watched the third season because it looked a little cringy, but I'll have to watch it eventually.
Episodes of the third season, it is a little cringy, but we get a new hot guy. I know that doesn't like affect you in any way, but we get a new hot guy, and it's fun. And we get one whole dance sequence for the cheerleaders, which I guess could be cringy, but I kind of was into it. I was having a good old time.
Yeah, I mean, like, Sabrina... So Sabrina and Riverdale are made by the same producers, and Riverdale I cannot watch. I like can't get through an episode of Riverdale. Sabrina I can, just because it's kind of like already so ridiculous because it's like supernatural and stuff that it's kind of, it's more fun. So it gets
Riverdale's like set within reality and it doesn't follow those rules, whereas Sabrina's not set within reality, so you're like, fuck it, you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the cast, like the cast way better.
Oh yeah. 100%.
So that's my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah. We'll see what the third season's like. Maybe I'll watch it after this. God knows. Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to go play tennis after this. I was just invited. Anyway, so we're gonna list off fun things to watch / do / read during your quarantine time, because we're here to help you. Right, Tess?
Yes. I have some good things I've thought of.
All right. So do you want to start then?
I'll start. So I have a movie recommendation. It is a really good movie. It was like nominated for a bunch of stuff and kind of got snubbed because of, you know, women. But Porch of Lady on Fire. No, it's like new. Porch of Lady on Fire. It just came onto Hulu, so it's easier to stream now. But it's basically, it's the plot is there's a painter and she has to paint this girl who's like supposed to be married, and it takes place in like the late 18th century, but it's just this really good French movie. And I don't know, like I feel like it's pretty straightforward. Like it's very much like this woman's painting this woman, and it's like a whole like romance kind of like cool thing. And it was really good though.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my movie recommendation. Shows. I tend to watch a lot of the same TV shows a lot. I haven't watched anything new recently, but I did watch the Don't Fuck with Cats documentary on Netflix, which was good. It was kind of crazy. And then.
It's true crime, right?
Yeah, it's true crime. And then, what else have I watched recently? I started watching Hunters.
Nice. You love Hunters?
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot. It's very good. It's very like Quentin Tarantino kind of style, yeah. But it's way better because it's not Quentin Tarantino.
I love me a good Logan Lerman film show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's very funny how it's edited.
Yeah.
There are comedic parts to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because otherwise it would be a very like dark show.
Yes, but it's not. It's good.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What else? Oh, music. I would just listen to The Weeknd's new album like all the way through. I know that came out like a week or so ago, but it is very good. And then I don't know. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I've been baking bread, which is fun if you can get, because it's not super hard to do as long as you have like, I've been making sourdough because I got sourdough starter from my friend. So that's a fun activity to do. It takes a while, so it fills up your time. And then I don't know. I've just been cooking a lot. Cooking is very fun if you like food or have any interest in cooking.
Cooking's fun if you like food.
Yeah.
If you like to eat.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, general advice is just go outside and run around for a while, because that's just nice. Like, anytime it's, like, nice out or at all warm, like, me and my roommates will, like, run outside and, like, go play Frisbee. I would highly recommend Frisbee. It's very fun. It gets easy to pick up. Like, once you kind of warm up a bit, it's, like, you get the hang of it very quickly, so. And it's fun.
Yeah. My turn.
Okay.
Movies. I recently rewatched Zoom. Now, it's not a good movie per se, but if you are the same age as me and Tess, you've probably watched it in your childhood, and therefore it's nice to rewatch. It's got Kate Mara in it. That's Rooney Mara's sister. I prefer Kate over Rooney. It's got Tim Allen in it. His finger vibrates, if that's what you're into. And it's got Courtney Cox in it. It's also got a guy from The OC in it. And he's like, I'll explain. It's a superhero movie when they get these kids into a facility so that they can stop a bad guy, but like they're bonding and there's like a little girl who's like super strong and she's 6 years old. And it's fun. It's cute. There's a little bit of teen romance. It's very fun. It's very lovely. It's a good little break from reality. Also, TV shows. I think now's a great time to catch up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's what my roommates have been doing. What else have I been watching? Again, with the Criminal Minds. Suburban Gothic. That's a movie. It's very weird. It's a ghost movie, like a horror movie, but it's starring Matthew Gray Gubler and Kat Dennings, I think that's her name, from Two Broke Girls or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very weird how it's shot. Like there's a scene when Matthew Gray Gubler or whatever, he has to move back. He's an MBA student that just got his degree and he has to move back in with his parents in like a suburban area that he hates because he can't get a job. But he also dresses like a weird gay European man, even though he's not gay. And he like sneaks out of his house in the middle of the night and he runs into like his cousin or whatever. And he's just like, the cousin's like, how are you doing? He's like, oh, fine. Nothing 15 or 20 drinks can't fix. And the guy looks at him and he says, you're joking. That many drinks will kill you. And then the camera just zooms in on his face. And he's just like, yeah. And that's the end of the scene. So it's very funny, and I enjoyed it. I haven't read any books. I did download a bunch of books to read, and then I started reading them, and I got bored. So that's what I got there. I'm growing plants, so maybe growing plants would be super great. I have basil, spinach, some flower, and cilantro growing. They haven't busted through yet. I got seeds, so because I'm a real gardener. Also, I recommend cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
But like your room, because I don't like it when people clean my shared space because it makes me anxious. But if you want to clean your own room, that's great. I deep cleaned my bathroom yesterday. Like I scrubbed the floor. And now it's clean and I feel like I'm not a dirty rat bastard. I think that's it. Also, like, don't put off things like doing your taxes because you're like, oh, I'll just do it later. But like, you're not doing anything anyway. So you might as well just do your taxes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my hot take on everything. And I think that's it. Oh, do some crafts. Craft. And don't dye your hair. But craft.
Yeah, I'd say don't cut your hair, but it's a little bit too late for that.
I mean, you can say it now. Do you regret it?
No, not really. No. I've wanted to do this for a while. I'm just like, again, like, I feel like, you know, it will grow back. So it's not like it's like a permanent thing.
True. So maybe cut your hair if you really want to, but also don't make it look ugly because maybe quarantine will end tomorrow and then you'll have to face the world with your ugly hair. This is not an act to test. Her hair looks nice.
I would say, yeah, I've gotten such mixed reviews on it. Not like mixed reviews, but like I've simultaneously will be made fun of. And like, but also and some like, people will just be like, oh yeah, it looks good. Because I like have to Snapchat people, you know, you got the streaks.
I mean, it looks nice, but you also, in some angles, in some ways, you look like a teenage boy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Cause like, since I've just been inside, like I haven't been like wearing, like I've just been wearing like t-shirts and sweatshirts and no makeup. So it's like, yes, I look like a teenage boy. And also I don't, the other thing is I'm not really like great at styling it yet because my hair is just so like, it's not used to like not having all the weight on it. So like, I still need to figure
it's just
out.
So fluffy and voluminous. My hair, it's just too amazing. all right. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And don't kill anyone. Stay inside. Yeah. Unless you go outside, but don't go around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.